the 1780s, the Bishop of Trujillo in Peru undertook an extraordinary journey. For 32 months, he traveled to the surrounds to get to know the people, geography, and resources of his region. With him were artists who painted watercolors of the flora and fauna. Amongst the 1,400 artworks are portraits drawn of local people, including dancers in colorful costumes and musicians playing violins, harps, and guitars, as well as some intriguing indigenous African wind and percussion instruments. Music was notated in an elegant hand, 20 pieces in all, with a title and information about whether the song was to be sung or danced or both. The subject matter is diverse. Love songs, a risque sailor's song, a song of an African slave, and some religious songs. All of this was put together and presented to King Charles IV of Spain, and it resided in the Royal Library in Madrid. It is a snapshot of Peruvian life and music in the late 18th century, a very early example of a type of ethnomusicology. In 2017, the collection was at the center of a heated argument over the rights of who owned the manuscript. It was resolved by Spain agreeing to loan the work to Peru indefinitely without giving up ownership. One of the instrumental pieces in this extraordinary collection is Lanchas para Bailar. The title means literally flat boat or launch for dancing. It's played here by Peter Pontvik and ensemble Villanchico. Just at the end, you'll hear the Peruvian pipes playing. Anonymous piece dates from 18th century Peru and it's called Lanchas para Bailar. It was played by Peter Potvik and the ensemble Villancico. To hear this again, go to FMR's website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.